The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, How to Live a Simple and Happy Life in New Jersey, USA in June 1992.
We finish, we pay off the debt we owe this world, and then, honestly, we go. A practitioner should be honest, understand? We say everything comes from God, that is for sure. But God has needs good instrument, and the people who work for us are good instruments. We have to be also one of them. We still don't have much civilization nowadays compared to other age and other planet, but still it's better than before. A little bit better, huh? So we try to keep it or improve it by our contribution. Understand? We cannot let it go backward now. Have to only go forward. And if we put our effort in, then it go forward. Is that not so? And the practitioners of enlightened beings should put even more effort in every way. To lead the human beings into a better future, even if we don't stay here very long. Our spiritual progress is going on nicely because we started many years now, and it's more or less settled down and organized. Understand? I mean, it's not completely organized the way you think it should be, but we can never be completely organized because there will be always new disciples come. You understand? It takes a longer time. And they're always disciples, always new things, bringing new karma, new ideas, new egos, new pride and everything, and new stubbornness. So we always have to put up with it, especially me. Actually these things take care of themselves, because now we have many disciples and each one take care of the next, you know, more or less, you know. It doesn't, it's not so chaotic like the first few years. Yeah, so now, and we have different centers and everything seems to be a little bit settled down, yeah. Whatever come out of our team or action is this, the outleak of our inside, you understand? We should demonstrate our inside wisdom by every actions in life and daily life. That's how people know you are wise or not. People know you whether truly practice or not, whether you progress or not. Otherwise you can boast many things. You can hang all my pictures all over your chest and your hair and your feet and your hand everywhere to show your devotion. But that won't fool no one. If your action, your speech, and your thought are so low and harmful, understand? So come back to my reason state. I was tired. That even one day I had a bad dream. I don't dream, but that day I dreamed. What did I dream? It's just kind of all kind of topsy-turvy. I supposed to be with my father somewhere. And I wasn't the master, you understand? Probably somewhere in the old time, I don't know what. And I had a snake with me. Then the snake supposed to bite everybody on the hills whenever he get a chance. Yeah, he looks cute and quiet, but he bites. Mm. So he beat so many people. I don't remember how I did it, but I hurt him. You know, so you always bite people. I don't remember intentionally hit him. Sometimes we think, for example, we think accident happened by accident, but it is also pre-planned by our maybe subconscious. Understand? The thing we want or that we wish or we fear of, it generate this kind of energy. So this thing happened. So I remember taking him by the tail, walking around. You know, taking him for a walk like you take a dog for a walk. I took a snake for a walk. Probably belonged to me. So anyhow, suddenly I feel something that it doesn't walk with me. I don't know how a snake walk, but he seemed to walk in my dream. I looked back and I saw he was so wounded and swollen, you know, the whole body except the tail part. And so I was so broken, you know, in my heart. I knew, you know, in the dream that I didn't hit him, but somehow I hit him, you know what I mean? So I knew, and I was so much heartbroken. I knelt down in front of him. I said, please, don't die. Let me die for you. And I cried for him. I really wanted to die for him. You understand? I really felt that it was so terrible. I say, just whatever happened, just let me bear it for you. Let me die for you. And I woke up at that time, you know. And then I said to one of the attendants at that time, I said, oh, jeez, how come I had a dream like that? And so I said, how come you want to die for a snake? You know, I keep asking myself. Yeah. And I said to the attendant, it's a strange dream. Even if it happened so, you know, how can I truly wanted to die for the snake, you know, instead of him. I want to replace it, you know, to die for him instead and suffer for him instead. I said, how come? It's so strange. If you want to die for your loved one or a person, you can understand, but a snake, who has heard of these things? So the attendant say, it is because you're always full of love. So even in a dream, even for the snake, you would, as I express this kind of attitude and have this kind of mental attitude. So I was enlightened then, you know, through the attendant. And he was correct, you know, even in a dream, if we can express our love, that means we must have it in a daily basic, right? Otherwise, how could we remember it then? And even for a snake, and a poisonous snake, it bites everybody and make people trouble. Yes, yes. So take care that we nourish this kind of love, you know, inside us. All the time, until it becomes our nature, first and second nature, and one and only nature. And then everything we do will only benefit others, whether we do it in a strong way, in an apparently angry wise, or a loving way. You understand what I mean? It doesn't matter at all. It's just like a skilled surgeon, a skilled doctor, who can give you a sweet pill or who can cut you into pieces in order to heal you. Understand? Mm. If we do not take care of this love and try to nourish it, then we cannot progress, because the way to God is through love. If we love every other sentient beings, that means we love God. That means God is inside us. And God loves His children, understand? And that's how we attract people. By this love, it's like magnet. Everyone likes us, loves us, and we don't know why, and the people don't know why also. This is the love that attracts people, not their appearance. or the sex, you know, female or male, or the education. So like the sixth patriarch, Zen patriarch Hui Neng, he also didn't have any education at all. And even his appearance was so lousy that even his master at first rejected him. Yeah? And say, you say kind of southern barbarian, how can you become Buddha? Joking. Huh? Southern barbarian. He looked dark, dark in complexion and short in stature, and probably not very good looking. Even his master didn't like his look and calling him Southern barbarian. Can you believe it? Such a person who appear in such a way that even an enlightened master call him Southern barbarian. Or maybe he just made a joke. They don't understand the humor of the master. Only the enlightened person can laugh. Mm. So at that time, probably Hui Neng, the sixth Zen patriarch, wasn't enlightened. Huh? Therefore, he was a little serious. So he answered him back right away, saying, Buddha nature doesn't have north or south. Doesn't discriminate between north or south. Anyhow, I think the fifth patriarch was a very humorous person, and maybe very tolerant person. Otherwise, he couldn't accept this guy who was so serious and so oversensitive, yeah? That even he has to answer. Just like a fighting cock, you know? He saw another one and he has to go and pick him. Mm. You know, fighting cock, no? Yeah. Quack, 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 quack! In China, they raise these kind of male chickens to fight. Yeah. So, one time, long time ago, there was a king who loved, cocks fighting. Yeah. And he raised many, but he has not been very successful. So he heard that there's one cockfighting master who knows how to raise a good one. Yeah. So he assigned him to raise a cock for him. Yeah. Give him the best one, the best quality and the best, descendant of such and such, you know, famous, famous ancestor, cock's ancestor, yeah. So I give it him to rise and give him money and everything. So a few weeks go by and he come and ask the master, the rice master, is the cock ready to fight or not? And the master said, no. No way, too far away yet. So a few months later, the king came back again and asked him, how is the cock? Is he ready to fight now? He said, no. It's just improved a little bit, only. So, and then a few more months later, he came back again impatiently. He said, how is my cock? Is he getting better? Is he ready to fight? And the master said, no, not yet. He still get excited when he saw another cock, you know, want to fight. So the king said, that's what's supposed to be, you know? And the master said, no, it's not. Not yet, believe me. So the king went back home and forget all about it. You know, he got fed up. He keep asking all the time. But then one day, you know, years or something later, he happened to pass by and remember that. And then came in and asked the master whether his male hero is ready or not. So that master said, okay, this time it's all right. And the king asked him, how do you know that he's all right? And when you say he wasn't all right before? So the cock master tell the king, now he saw another fighting cock and he doesn't move one inch. He doesn't even blink his eyes. But the other cock just saw him and run away. No need to fight now. The quality inside radiates outside. So he probably wasn't ripe. wasn't a ripe fighting cock, yeah? So he immediately picked his master, thinking it's another fighting cock. So many of the disciples are like that when they first came, you know, in their eagerness and excitement to become Buddha. They have a lot of illusion concerning themselves, that he's such and such a person. Some people imagine that the master must be old, you know, white hair and white beard and so long like this. Yes, yes, yes. And eat one meal a day, you know, or maybe doesn't eat at all, maybe. And no need to wear any clothes and flying in the air. Yeah, and taking him by hand to heaven and things like that. Yeah. And just like you come to our center every day having different clothes also, huh? Just so to entertain me. So I also sometimes entertain you. Mm. It's not important anyhow. It's not important anyhow. But it helps sometimes to brighten this life, this boring world that we are in. Huh? And make people feel pleasant for their eyes, and for the heart, feeling good. Yes. Anyhow, we can never be, we can never please everyone enough, you know. Some people like their master to be like beggar, you know, wearing drag clothes, dirty clothes, beard like this and doesn't shave, doesn't wash. And the thing, that kind of master is detached, you know, above the worldly concern and above water. No bath. And some people like their masters to be male, you know, with long flowing beards and white hair and all that, and very old and wrinkled skin and look wise. The more wrinkled, the wiser. And the more bear, the more wisdom. The wisdom of the bear. The bird, yeah? Yes. Anyhow, and some people like their masters to be beautiful and young looking and very, humorous, you know, and relaxed, yes. And some people like their masters to be always with them, you know, and can do many things like they do, so they feel closer, yeah. It's a multi-talented master, not only to teach the gospel, but also can play music and write poems and sing song and things like that. I mean, whatever you name it, you have to do it. So they have a high expectation from the master, you know, all round developed. Every aspect the master has to be good. So people have different expectation and imagination of our master. So accordingly, they will find one that suits their taste. And if that happened to be a good master, then it's fine. Yeah, doesn't matter how he looks, how she looks, or is a she or a he, or whether the master is beautiful or not. Yeah, just because we like it that way, so it suits us. And when we see that, we like it. Yes. Therefore, most of the masters are fabricated, or according to the majority people's taste. Yeah, so that the people just like it. You understand? They just like it. Okay. But the most important, of course, is the inner power of love, yeah? Which attracts people, yes. And that's why the practitioners of Guan Yin method, yeah, you know, huh? See you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring pickled bean curd crisps and boiled Chinese cabbage and cabbage soup. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Shining World Leadership right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a fabulous and fulfilling day.